Parshat Vayetze. So it has the story of Yaakov in Laban's house, and after he manages to marry Laban's daughters and procure all of Laban's sheep, he notices that Laban doesn't like him so much anymore. And all of a sudden, the pasuk tells us that Yaakov tells that when Laban looks at him, he's not looking at him like he looked at him tomorrow and shall show him. That it's not the way it used to be. He feels it. The first pasuk tells us that he tells it to Rachel and Leah. But as he feels that, specifically at that point, Hashem comes to him and says, you know what? Go back to Eretz Yisrael. Get out of here. So Yaakov gathers Rachel and Leah and tells them, Hashem came to me, he told me to go back. And what do Rachel and Leah answer? We don't feel we belong anymore in our father's house anymore. We're strangers here too. So the Darash Moshe says, wait a minute. The answer should have been, Hashem said go back. Let's go back. What is this? Well, anyway, we don't have so much to be here for. We're not getting Gerusha anyway. What does one have to do with Hashem told you to go back, you go back. So we're coming with you. What is this? Well, we don't belong here anyway anymore. How is that relevant? So he says, as an answer, that it's to teach you that when it comes to doing mitzvot, we shouldn't be viewing mitzvot as a nisayon, as a test. We should be viewing mitzvot as what we do. And he said, if you understand, for example, that mizonotav shel adam ktsuvah me'rosh hashanah, what does that mean? That Hashem decides how much food, how much money you're going to make this year. Hashem knows and has it set. And therefore, we still have to do our job. We still have to do our ishtavlut. We still have to go work. But we don't have to, we shouldn't feel pressure, for example, to work on Shabbos. To work instead of davening, instead of going to minyan. That Rav Moshe Feinstein says is what that message is. Hashem sets your food at the beginning of the year, meaning if you work and do what you're supposed to, Hashem's taking care. So if you decide to work on Shabbos and you think, I earn $100 every day when I work. So when I work on Shabbos, instead of getting $600 this week, I'll get $700 this week. Don't think that. Hashem is going to take it away some other way. You are not going to end up any more ahead, any better off, because you worked on Shabbos, because you worked instead of davening, or davening with a minion. So therefore, if you don't work on Shabbos, and you make sure to go to the minion, and make sure to daven, Hashem is going to give you the food anyway. He'll be mazmin you that same amount of money that you would have gotten, that you would have needed. And you would get it anyway without having to work on Shabbos. By doing everything beheter, without chilul Shabbos, without bittul tefillah, with them you won't have any more, and therefore there's not any nisayon, there's not any test. It's not like Hashem saying, well, with Shabbos, if you work on Shabbos, you get 700. Without it, you're going to get 600. And let's see if you're able to stay from and realize that you don't need that other 100. No, that is not what's happening here. What's happening here is Hashem saying, without it, you're going to have exactly what you need. With it, it's not going to help you anyway. That's what the lesson of Rachel and Leah is trying to tell us. When we're mechanech our children, so he says, we have many, many people, and a lot of times we view it as a terrible nisayon. Well, if it wasn't a nisayon, it was definitely what seems like a terrible circumstance. We had people in America for years who are told, if you don't come in on Saturday, don't come in on Sunday or Monday. They had to give up their job every week. And it was a real test of their faith. Because, on the one hand, they know they need to put food on the table to provide for their families. On the other hand, they were from Jews who didn't work on Shabbos. So what did they tell their kids? They told their kids, you know what I did? Every week I gave them my job, and I suffered, and I did it all because of the important message of Shmiras Shabbos. So what does the kid get as the message? That you suffered for your mitzvahs. That it was a nisayon. Says, and he's saying, I stood up the test of the nisayon. Says, okay, you stood the test of your nisayon. We daven al tivienu lo lidei chayr, lo lidei avirav, lo lidei visayon, lo lidei nisayon. What are we saying? We don't want a nisayon. We don't know that we're going to pass every nisayon. So what did you tell your kids? You told your kids it's a nisayon, and now the kid himself may not pass the nisayon. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, what if you told them instead, it wasn't a nisayon. Hashem told me if I keep the mitzvos, he's going to provide for me. So therefore, when I don't work on Shabbos, it's not really a test. It's just natural. I'm going to have enough food from working the other days of the week, and I don't stand to gain anything by having worked on Shabbos. By telling his kids about the great nisayon he had about not working on Shabbos, you're ruining your kids. You're telling your kids it's tough to keep the Torah. And that, and he nonetheless was shomer it. And what are you gonna? What are your kids? Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. What kind of message is that? If he had instead faith and said, I knew that by not working on Shabbos, I would anyway have gotten it. So now you're telling your kid, you don't need to work on Shabbos, and you'll be just fine. Isn't that a much better method? All the more so, it's more likely at that point that your children will keep Shabbos and will keep the Torah. Yishmeru gam banav kein. He says, that's what Rachel and Leah's message is. Ein bazeh shum nisayon. Adarabah, tov ma'od latzeit mikan v'hi mitzakala v'cheinu b'chol ha-mitzot. They're saying, Yaakov, Hashem told you to go? Of course let's go. And it's not even a nisayon. We have nothing to gain here. Just like you, Jew has nothing to gain by working on Shabbos. He has nothing to gain by not davening and spending more time in his business. So too, we have nothing to gain by not listening to Hashem and his mitzvahs. We have nothing to gain by staying here with our father Lavan. We have only to gain by following you and returning to Eretz Yisrael as Hashem came to you and told you. And that's the message Rav Moshe Feinstein sees from Rachel and Leah. We shouldn't be telling our kids over the great nisayon we had to keep the Torah mitzvahs. We should tell them it's Pashut Aleph Beis. Of course we keep the Torah mitzvahs. It's not a nisayon. Why is it not a nisayon? Because we don't stand to gain. A nisayon would be give up this money in order to remain from. But we're saying it's not a nisayon. We're not giving up anything. We would end up the same or worse off if we violated Shabbos and we didn't daven. And therefore, it makes so much sense. Of course we're going to keep the Torah mitzvahs. We don't stand to gain anything by working on Shabbos. It wasn't a test at all. We know that we're not supposed to be working on Shabbos. There's no test there. This is the natural progression. We are just supposed to do, keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. And that is the message that Rachel and Leah gave. Yaakov, Hashem told you, let's go back to Eretz Yisrael. Let's go back. You're not saying, maybe I'm giving up all the cushy life I have with Lavan. And are you willing to give that up to come join me? And the answer is, we don't have a cushy life with Lavan. The only proper life we have is the one with the Emunah and Bitachon that keeping the Torah and doing the mitzvos is what is going to provide for us in the long run.